Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Search and rescue efforts are ongoing for the 60 tornadoes that swept through southern states in the U.S. last weekend. At least 20 people were killed, a death toll in one weekend that surpassed the number of tornado deaths from all of 2016 combined. Kelly Skolma with World Renew says they're working with ministry partners to assess the damage, clean up debris, and to help rebuild lives.
It's also a really beautiful opportunity to share the gospel because we're coming in and people ask, why are you here? Why are you giving your time to come help me? I'm a stranger to you. And we have the opportunity to say, we're here because Christ loves us and he calls us to serve. And we are caring for you and loving you out of love for Christ.
We'll give you some action points at missionnews.org. And ministries are motivated by at least two things, what has already been done and what needs to be done. AMG International saw God do a lot of great things in 2016, such as opening a new nursing school in Uganda. And yet, the work isn't finished. People still need to hear the gospel. Tasos Ioannidis of AMG says after decades of ministry, the doors of opportunity continue to open. Learn what's happening in Pakistan, Guatemala, and more in the full story at missionnews.org. And then finally, would you pray?
We need people to be praying for our national workers, our national leadership in particular around the world. A lot of them are in very difficult situations, and they are serving under very difficult circumstances. A lot of them are in places where harassment and the persecution are present.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries and listeners supported by people like you. We're partnering with Slava Gospel Association to offer a free devotional written by a woman for women. It's called My Father's House by Ruth Dynica Erdell. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.